I come from the south of England, in the most densely populated corner of a small island, which you might think is full of people. The UK as a whole has 2.4 people per hectare. I have never gone hungry. The only time when I wish there were less people is on rush hour trains. However, one of the most interesting findings of the census of 2001 was that 1 million people were missing. Or at least there were 1 million people less than the authorities expected. Should we be happy that we have more space and less mouths to feed? I don't know. As I start writing this article, the world population, according to the Office of Population Research at Princeton University, see the LinkedIn, stands at 6,315,850,431. Doom, version 1. In 1798, Robert Malthus wrote an essay which got economics the name of the dismal science. It was called The Principle of Population. He said that it was impossible for the number of people to increase, and even worse, it was impossible for the standard of living to rise. The argument went like this. Population naturally increases geometrically, 2, 4, 8, 16. Food production increases arithmetically. 2, 4, 6, 8. So population will be controlled by lack of food, the same as it is for animals. Some people will always be starving. A lot of people disliked Malthus's point of view, often because it seemed to go against the idea of progress, which was so important for other social theories of the time. Anyway, the experience of the next two centuries shows that something must be wrong with that theory. In the 19th century, world population rose from 1 to 1.7 billion. In the 20th, it increased to about 6 billion. Doom, version 2. In 1961, J.G. Ballard wrote a story called Millennium. It's about a world where the population has gone on increasing at 3% a year to reach a figure of at least 20 billion, although the true number is kept secret. To make space for growing food, everyone lives in giant cities where the buildings are divided into little cubicles. A single person can have 4 square meters, and a married couple, 6. Everyone has enough to eat, but life is certainly very inconvenient. People spend most of the time waiting in queues for the bathroom or anywhere else they want to go.